Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1603 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Lessett was the truth. I was present at the police headquarters when Manola McKnight made her affidavit sustaining everything that Albert McKnight said to me. Albert McKnight, in the presence of his wife, Manola McKnight, stated that what he had said was the truth, and Manola McKnight at last admitted that it was the truth. George Gordon, who claimed to be the attorney for Manola McKnight, heard every word of the paper which Manola McKnight signed, read over to Manola McKnight, and was present when Manola McKnight signed her name to that paper, which she afterwards repudiated, and said George Gordon questioned Manola McKnight in my presence about some statements contained in that affidavit, and Manola McKnight told him in my hearing that the statements were true. Albert McKnight was also present and heard everything that occurred, and was urging Manola McKnight to tell the truth. I heard J.N. Sternis, detective, tell Manola McKnight before she signed her paper that if she could tell him anything favorable to Frank, that he wanted her to do it, because he would a good deal rather hear something favorable to him than something against him. And he further told Manola McKnight in the presence of her attorney, George Gordon, and in the presence of her husband, Albert McKnight, "Now, Manola, if this not the truth that you are stating, don't you tell it. Albert McKnight is present when I signed this affidavit, and I have read it over to him the same before I signed it, and Albert McKnight says that wherein reference in this affidavit is made to him and what he said and did, the same is absolutely true. Exhibit A, referred to above, is as follows. Monday, May 26, 1913. I was at home all day. Tuesday, June 2nd, Albert McKnight was at home, Mr. Frank's home on East Georgia. I have the Saturday. The girl was murdered at the pencil factory on Forsyth Scent. My wife Manola is cooking for Mr. Frank and has been for about 2 years. I was in the kitchen about 12 o'clock this same Saturday that they say the girl was murdered. The doorbell rung and my wife Manola went to the door and she come back in the kitchen. I asked her who it was at the door and she said it was Mr. Frank. She asked him if she must fix his dinner now and he said he did not want any dinner. He did not go upstairs. He wanted to know if the cook had come yet with the horse. I don't know what time he left. I was out of the house and come back about 12:05. I asked Manola what was the matter with Mr. Frank. He looked so funny. I was at the house from about 9 a.m. Saturday on until 3 p.m. I went back to Mr. Frank's house the next morning Sunday. When I went in the kitchen, my wife said, "What do you think Mrs. Frank said? Mr. Frank said he killed somebody and that he rolled and tumbled all night and said he could see it looking at him and give him his damn pistol and let him shoot his damn head off. What made me do it? A man like me, I must be crazy." Mrs. Frank asked her father and mother if they thought he really killed someone. He had been drinking. He made me get out of bed and sleep on the rug by the bed. This was told at the